3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yo! Boy, that was terrible. We've got some FM propagation problems here today in my local area. What are we doing? It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and if you heard music, regardless of how bad the propagation is on the FM band today, you'll know that we are here at Herrenhaven today. Because it is a strangely nice day. It's got to be about 50 degrees out. Howdy, sir. Hi. And we even have other people hanging out at Herrenhaven today, bird watching and doing stuff. All right, so what are we doing? Well, I'm walking around the shed here, and I'm seeing some animal tracks that either go into or come out of one of the marmot holes next to the shed. Has our Mati been out today? He must have been. As I walk around to the front of the shed, I don't see any Mats. But we apparently have some Mati action. Yeah, so like I said, it is very warm today. About 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 10 degrees Celsius. I'm looking down into the dragonfly pond, and there's tracks. There's rabbit tracks, and there is something else. I can't tell what it is. It could very well be fox tracks. Oh, it's hard to tell. I don't think they're very fresh. When did it snow last? A few days ago? It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. So here we are walking into the forest. I've got my sunglasses on, even though I'm in the forest, because there's no leaves to block the sun. The sun that is at an extremely low angle. It's about 50 degrees up in the sky. And there's the occasional little bird flying around, and there's another squirrel. Hi, Squirrely. He's sitting on a branch, grinding down a walnut or something. So, here we are. More typical Nebraska weather. Typical in the sense that it is atypical. Oh, what, 2 days ago? No. About 4 or 5 days ago, we had single-digit temperatures. Temperatures got down to about -1 at night. High temperature during the day was about 4 degrees. And now, 2 days ago, we still had temperatures in like the 18 to 22 degree range. And now today, suddenly, it's just 50 degrees. It's pretty nutty. Alright, so I'm approaching the sub pond. And I was hoping to go out on the ice today, but it looks like there's a lot of snow. There is. There's a lot of snow on the ice, although it's not too bad right over here. Let's walk out here. And I see more tracks. Lots of dude tracks. And, who's that whistling at me? Fweet, fweet. These look like deer tracks. Are there deer tracks? Or yeah. There's some deer tracks walking across the ice here. And there's some rabbit tracks. And what are these? Oh, yeah. These are clearly fox tracks. So I'm going to walk out here a little ways. Or do I want to go out to the main water area first. I just want to peek around here a little bit. See where the high traffic areas are. Yeah. Okay. I can see little paths in the forest that lead down to the ice, and there's all kinds of people tracks. Not human tracks, but peoples of the forest. Sometimes known as dudes. So we got dudes out there. I'm walking back up onto the land. And I'm going to walk out to the boardwalk here to see what's going on, if anything. All I can see is white. There's a lot of snow on the ice. I'm trying to remember when it snowed last. I think it was about 2 days ago. We got snow. It wasn't a lot. Oh, and there's a lot of tracks out here. Yeah, all around the edges. And here's some dude who decided to walk out into the middle of the pond. tracks. These are old. These are actually, here's some goose tracks. A goose was walking around on the snow, on the ice out here. What else is going on? Yeah, we got, let's check. I'm walking on the boardwalk, looking over the edge. And there's various dude tracks. Various dude, now what's this up here? I suspect, yeah. Here we have some Mati tracks. A marmot walked from, oh, down there, back at the beginning of the boardwalk, and he walked up alongside the boardwalk, then he walked across the ice here over to the weir. It looks like he came back. Looks like there's some return tracks, too. Fascinating. Oh, and here's some other little funky dude tracks. That looks like fox. So we got lots of tracks out here. And over here, towards the end of the boardwalk, we've got more goose tracks. Now, oh, here's some funny tracks. What is this? The pattern is funny. This, some dude was walking, then he started loping. That kind of looks like marmot, but it's old. Might be marmot tracks. All right, so here we are at the end of the boardwalk. I'm looking around. There's no dudes to be seen. So I'm going to swing my leg over the barrier here. Swing my other leg over. Oh, ow. Jeez. I must be getting old. Oh, wait. I already am old. And here we are back on the ice. And I'm going to walk up into this little Finger Lake. This is the little pond that you can see the entrance of from the end of the boardwalk. I'm just going to walk back in here. There's some tracks. There's tracks back here. Rabbit and something else that looks suspiciously like fox. Oh, and I forgot to bring my camera. Oh, well. So I'm just walking down this little finger pond. And I can see all kinds of dude tracks all over the place. And look at this. Is this deer again? How did a deer get in here? Oh, a deer can come in right there. Well, well, it's a good day to be out on the ice. It wasn't sunny until just a few minutes ago, and so there's not a lot of water on the ice, it's just snow. And once we get back in here, there's a lot of tree limbs down, lots of trees falling across the pond. We can't really go much further anyway, although, do I want to try to get over this? Because I would love to go back in there. Where does that go? Does that feed into the hidden pond? I don't know. I wish I had a map of all this magic. I am going to try to get over this tree here. This could be a trick. Oh no, I managed to do it fairly easily. I surprised myself. See, if we were a little bunny rabbit, we could hop down there and see where that goes. But instead, we're going to go over here and see where this goes, because you can kind of get through these trees. Sort of. Is there anything back here? Does this lead over to the next finger? Oh, yes, it does. But can we actually get in there? Maybe. Where's my strategic entry point? It might be to go over here. And that way, we can duck under. Am I going to make it under there? Am I going to make it under here? Hey! I'm pushing branches away. How badly do I want to get over there? You know, this looks like it could be more taxing. So we're not going to do this. But I didn't realize that these two connected back here. That's good to know. I learn something new every day. Alright. So as I sort of creep my way back out the way I came, I'm being stabbed by little sticks and tree branches. Now, that other little finger, I think there's another way we can get to that. If I can get over this tree, there we go. Whew, I'm good. I think this has access around this little point. So I'm walking, following my footsteps, back out. Yeah, I can see through the trees. I love being out on the ice. Oh, it's so fun. Okay, so I'm back into the main pond, back at the boardwalk. There's only the only human footprints out here are mine. I like it. And as we walk around the end of the boardwalk and stay close to the land, there should be another way to get into this little finger right up here. Yes, here we go. And this is the area that I like to call the heron hiding spot. This is the blind spot. This is the spot that you can't see from the blind and you can't see from the boardwalk. And herons like to hide back here. Yeah, okay, so as we walk, the way the land is shaped here, it hooks around and you can come back in here, and here we are, back into this little finger that we were trying to get to from that other little pond. So this is awesome. This one has lots more little branches sticking out over the water. This one, there's a lot of growth back here. And let's see if I can see my footprints from back here. This is where I was trying to walk through and get under, yeah. And that's where I was just a minute ago. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm winning. I'm winning the fun ice day. Ugh. Darn it. I should have brought my camera. Take pictures of some of these little side ponds. I do have some somewhere, but more importantly, I have to take pictures of me standing on the ice so I can send them to my friend Booper and say, haha, I'm out creek walking and you're not. Because this is what we used to do when we were kids. In the winter, we'd go down into the creek near our house and just walk around on the frozen creek, literally for miles. We would even walk on the frozen creek on the way to school. And that's why we always had wet shoes and wet pant cuffs when we were in school in the winter. All right, so now I'm just walking over to the sort of the main pond area where the blind is. I'm gonna sneak around here. There's a little point. I'm walking by a lot of dry cattails. There's a lot of animal traffic, a lot of footprints around here too. And as I come around the point, I can see the delta. And there's a lot of, oh, they saw me, the geese saw me. There's a lot of geese and ducks out there. Lots of goosers and duckzors hanging out. I'm gonna kind of move up there a little bit closer. See if they can, I can see Goose Island. Some of the geese and ducks who are sitting on the ice are now walking into the water because they know I'm approaching. And I can hear them quacking a little bit too. Rack, 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 rack. Now it's a little windy. The breeze has come up. And I'm going to turn around and go back the way I came. Just so that we're not freaking out our goose buddies today. And I wonder if I should walk out further onto the ice. Just to leave tracks here. Just to make other people think, hey, who was walking around out there? Well, it was Tobe, obviously. And right now, I'm over the channel. This is where we do not want the ice to break. Standing here over the deepest part of Herrenhaven. I think they said that they were going to try to make this 10 to 12 feet deep when they were digging it. Yeah, there's a channel that runs between the weir and sort of the main goose area. And it's very deep. They dredged all this out about, what, how long has it been now? 5 years? About 5 years ago. Because being as this is spring fed, there is silt and stuff, and so the Corps of Engineers? I think it was the Army Corps of Engineers came in, and they dredged everything out, and then they put in this channel. And that's when they made Goose Island and everything. And boy, I watched that with great interest. I'm just walking along the main area on the ice. Doot, doot, doo-doo. Walking next to the boardwalk now. Doot, doot, doo-doo. I'm walking in that froggy area. In the summertime where there's all the frogs in the plants, that's where I am. I'm not too far from the weir. But I'm not going to go over there. I'm just going to follow the bend in the boardwalk here. And I'm going to get back up on the boardwalk. And we're going to head back into the forest. What a fun ice day this has been. So far, so good. It's great. And my feet are still dry. I'm very happy about that. The sun is pretty much out now. But it's going to take a while before it can melt much of anything. Alright, so, yeah. The other good thing about having that little bit of snow, there might have been like a half an inch of snow on the ice there. That's really convenient for walking on, because it gives your something for your foot to grip, so you're not walking on straight ice. It's not that slippery. All right, so I'm back on land, and I'm walking by the sub pond with all of its little tracks, and dudes have been running around here. And you know what? I'm just going to take a shortcut, so I don't have to, just to make my own path shorter. I'm just going to walk right across the sub pond here. Doot 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 doot. Here I am on the ice. Doot 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 doot. Walking across the sub pond and back on land. That probably just saved 150 steps. And now that, you know, that was a shortcut, so we didn't have to take the land bridge. Oh, here's a cardinal down here in the red, in the bushes. He's all red and clearly visible. I think I can smell cinnamon. Huh. All right. So, walking along the path here, looking down into Frog Harbor. Lots of little dude footprints. We're going to go over here into the wall blind. See what's going on in the back of the billabong, if anything. Well, no. Of course, there's nothing going on back here. It's the middle of winter. There's a squirrely on the ground. And there are tracks. Lots of tracks on the billabong back there, but nothing too fresh and nothing too interesting. So we're going to turn around and head towards the big blind. Going out there to see what is up. Because we got some quackers and some honkers out there. Maybe we'll walk on the ice in the turtle reproduction pond. So here we are, walking through the parts of the forest that we always walk through. Looking up on the ridge, I'm looking for marmots and deer, but I don't see anything. You know, we should have come out earlier. Although I didn't get up until about an hour ago. I think that when it comes to days like this, I think the marmots like to be out earlier in the morning so they can catch some sun. Who knows? Maybe we'll see one. I don't know. Alright, so now I'm approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And there's lots of little dude tracks. Probably raccoon and or fox. Running around out there, having a good time. Alright, I can start to hear quacks as we approach the big blind. I heard some quacky duck noises, and I didn't bring my duck call, so I can't quack back at them. Quack back. That's what I need to start. I should get a phone line, and people can call it, and they can hear quacks. So dial a quack. Alright, so I've stepped into the big blind. There are tracks everywhere. But more importantly, over at the delta, where there is open water still, there's about a 15 to 20 meter radius of open water around the delta, and there's a lot of ducks, all mallards that I can see. And I would say that there's about 50 or 60 of them, and we've got a few geese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, about a dozen geese. I'm going to stick my head out. I hope I don't freak them out. And so all along the ice shelf, you know, some of the geese and ducks are in the water. Some of them are standing on the ice shelf. And there's a lot of bird poop on the ice shelf. And lots of bird tracks over there. And then there's like predator tracks everywhere else, sort of leading up to the ice. So you know that the dudes are out here looking for foods. Foods that are called ducks. Quackity quack. There's some quackers out there. You can see the high traffic areas where little animals have been walking around. There's a little duck conversation going on out there. Ruggada, ruggada, ruggada. There's a duck, there's a male mallard chasing another male mallard. They're making wakata 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 sounds. They're funny. They're having a good time. And so am I. I'm gonna exit the big blind now. Let my ducks and geese enjoy their open water. I'm going to walk back to the turtle reproduction pond over here. And we're going to come right down the side of the bank. Step over a couple of logs here. And see if we can find a good place to step out onto the ice. This looks good over here. Is this good? We're going to find out. Boom. I did not break through. I am, in fact, out here on the ice. And I feel like writing my name in giant letters by shuffling my feet through the snow. Just so that when people fly over in helicopters, they can see my name. Tobe, in giant letters, down on the ice. Instead, I just sort of walked around in a circle. I made a little circle out on the ice. And there's nothing back here. Basically, what I'm looking at is I'm looking at where animal tracks come out of the forest and the reeds onto the ice. And I'm looking at, you know, animal trails. Just because it's good to know where these trails are when you're looking for dudes. And you know me, I'm always looking for dudes. I'm always tracking animals. And the thing of it is, in the summer, or in the warmer months when there is no snow, you can't see the tracks. You can't tell where the dudes are leaving the water or coming into the water. So what I like to do is go around in the winter when there's snow on the ground, so, you know, animals are leaving visible tracks, and I'm able to see the places of the most animal traffic. And then I remember where these places are in the warmer months. And I can say to myself, oh yeah, I know that there's an animal trail right there. That's where that dude must have gone. Or where's that dude gonna come out of? Oh, I remember there's a trail out there. All right, so back onto the land we go. Land ho. And I'm gonna walk up here onto the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I can see if I can see my circle. Yes, I can see my tracks in the little circle I made. That little circle is now a UFO landing zone. That's why I made it. It's like a crop circle, except it's, you know, a snow circle. It's for my UFO buddies. All my alien buddy friends who can land their UFOs on the ice there now, because I said it was clear. You know, it'll hold your weight. You can land your UFO there. That's fine. So here I am walking back through the forest. A lot of squirrels. A lot of squirrels out today. Another one with a walnut in his mouth. So the squirrels are having a fun, warm winter day. If 50 degrees is warm to you. If you live in the south, you probably don't think so. That's probably freezing to you. But after some days that got down to negative 10 degrees, this is toasty warm. I don't have any gloves on. I'm just walking around in my sweatshirt. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ice Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. I'm just about to walk out of the back 40 and back across the land bridge. I'm going to go home. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンラジオショー。